It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Today, we have some very powerful thinking to do. I want you to remember, shame and guilt are warning signs. When we encounter shame and guilt, these feelings are there to warn us, make sure that we understand what we are doing at that particular time might not be the best action or whatever it might be making us feel these shame and guilt feelings. So what are shame and guilt? When we reference shame, we are not talking about shaming. That's for another episode on another day. So let's define shame and guilt before we carry on. Shame, first of all, a painful emotion caused by the consciousness of guilt. B, the susceptibility to such emotion, such as, have you no shame? Number two, a condition of humiliating disgrace or disrepute, such as the shame of being arrested. Number three, something that brings censure or reproach. Also, something to be regretted. B, a cause of feeling shame. Let's move on to guilt. One, the fact of having committed a breach of conduct, especially violating the law and involving a penalty, such as a jury will determine the defendant's guilt or innocence, or broadly, guilty conduct. Two, the state of one who has committed an offense, especially consciously, such as his guilt was evident all over his face. B, feeling of deserving blame, especially for imagined offenses or from a sense of inadequacy. As you can see, this shame and guilt feeling, it's there for a reason. And I know from a lifelong feeling of shame and guilt, these warning signs should be making you look at your conduct. What choices are you making? Who are you hanging out with? Why do you feel so inadequate all the time? Many people that suffer shame and guilt, well, they're doing irresponsible choice making. Irresponsible choices will lead to such harm. And if you are unwilling to accept these feelings of shame and guilt, you need to take a deeper dive because there might be other underlying issues involved with your shame and guilt or lack of shame and guilt. I can remember so many times when I was making bad choices in my life that I encountered shame and guilt on a daily basis, and it really diminished who I was. So when we encounter shame and guilt, it's evident that you are doing something to make you feel this way. As I said earlier, shaming by others, That's a different topic, and we will cover more on that in a later episode. But for now, concluding, I really want you to examine your life. Are you continually feeling shame and guilt? If so, I ask that you do an inventory on what you are doing in your life and how you are living your life. Many times when we are involved in drugs, alcohol, violence, all of these things are usually because of shame and guilt feelings, and we use those things to cover it up. Let's really take an inventory and really think about it.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.